You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The Pride of Life is the title of this devotion. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 says, "For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of this world." There's something that is common among the human nature, that we have this feeling inside of us that can express itself in different ways, but it all comes out of the same root. In sense of inferiority, a sense of unworthiness, insignificance, can be so forceful, pulling you down, and nobody loves me, nobody likes me, I'm ugly, I'm not smart, I'm not handsome, I'm not tall, I'm not short, I'm not this, I'm not that. And that we debase ourselves, but not in the godly way of humbling ourselves. We pull ourselves down. That comes out of the same root of self-seeking as it would be how powerful, how mighty, how rich you are. And that gives you an air of significance and value. Wow, it is the Lord's pleasure, the scripture says, to give you every good thing to enjoy. He does not want you to boast in any of those things. Jeremiah makes it very clear, and the scripture uses his terminology in different places. Thus says the Lord, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches." Again, "Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories, boasts, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, executing love and kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord." Dear friends, it is the sin nature within us that seeks to find its value in the creative, in the created things rather than in the Creator. You see, where we seek to find significance and value in the things we have done, to the degree that there's an error within us that causes us to feel superior or more significant or more valued than people that don't have it. Should we not compliment people, Pastor, that have achieved great achievements? Oh, absolutely. I could give you Psalm 20. It says, "We celebrate your success. We celebrate your prosperity. We celebrate all the good things in your life." I love that Psalm 20. Look at it. Look at it. And now that I've started it, I miss it. I want to read it. Verse here, listen to this. He says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from his sanctuary, strengthen you. Remember all your offerings, accept your burnt offerings. May he grant you according to your heart's desire, fulfill all your purposes. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions." We set up flags to celebrate you having your heart's desire met. Yes, we need to celebrate people's blessings. Oh, I felt so honored and proud of my daughter when she got her degree as a midwife with the first. Oh, I was so proud of Mariah. Then Zachary, I'll never forget it, at the Canterbury Cathedral, where he got his graduation with the first in business and finance. I mean, I couldn't, I wanted to shout loud enough for the whole world to hear it, and Josh, and on and on. I celebrate Virginia daily, and what a sweet, innocent heart she has. What a good heart. So no, please hear me. It is what we gravitate to find our sense of worth and value must be the Lord Himself. That's what I'm trying to show you today. You see, it teaches us something so important right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29 through 31. It says that let's start at verse 26. And you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the things that are wise. And God has chosen the weak things in the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. And the base thing in the world to put to shame the things in the world. And the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Now that scripture is deeply in my heart. I don't want anything about my natural nature to be something that gives me an air, that gives me a superiority, that gives me something that makes me feel I'm so amazing, wonderful. Oh, I hate those feelings. I don't want to know them. And I'm not saying that I have any reason to feel that way. But the flesh is funny and crazy. It can have feelings sometimes that are so obviously not of the Lord, and yet we can have them, any of us. It says, listen in verse 2 of Isaiah 53, He, Jesus, shall grow up before Him, the Father, as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. Listen, He has no form or comeliness, and when we see Him, there's no beauty that we should desire Him. You see, this is quite deep in the nature of the Heavenly Father. It wasn't the flesh nature that made Jesus superior, despite that the body God prepared for Him was the seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, the seed of David. The Lord says in Genesis to the devil, the seed of the woman will crush your head while you bruise its heel, talking about the suffering of Christ. To Abraham, He preached the gospel when He said, in your seed all the nations will be blessed. And David says, I will set upon your throne my son, and I will be a father to him, and so forth. And God had made promises concerning the body of Jesus, who is the seed of Abraham. And yet it wasn't that body that caused Him to seek prominence. No, the opposite. He took that body and He offered it by His eternal spirit without blemish to the Father in His suffering. And in that self-sacrifice, He opened the new life-giving way to embrace the glory of God, to praise the glory of the Father as He rose from the dead. His body, the same body, rose from the dead and was clothed with the majesty and splendor of eternity, of this true spirit of sonship, of the image of the Father, of the glory of God. And we could see what makes us as human beings so amazing. And this same Jesus who rose from the dead in the splendor and majesty of the Spirit of holiness is now become unto us wisdom. In Him we see all that's predestined to us in God. He's become righteousness, the perfect union with the Father in His love. He's become sanctification, the perfect freedom from all corruption and defilement. He's become redemption, the perfect embodiment that all God predestined men to. Therefore, it says, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Now this I plead with you by the name of the Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would have you into such a place of consecration by the love and the life of Christ in you, that you gladly suffer the loss of all things for the more excellent knowledge of Jesus. And I will close with these thoughts here from Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 3 in the Passion Translation. Listen to this. here. For we have already experienced heart circumcision, because we now worship God our Father in the power and freedom of His Holy Spirit, not in laws of religious duties. We are those who boast in what Jesus Christ has done and not in what we can accomplish in our own strength. It is true that once I relied on all that I had become, I had a reason to boast and impress people with my accomplishments more than others, for my pedigree was impeccable. I was born a true Hebrew of the Hebrews of Israel as the sons of a Jewish man from the tribe of Benjamin. I was circumcised 8 days after my birth, and I was raised in the strictest tradition of Orthodox Judaism, living a separated and devout life as a Pharisee. And concerning the righteousness of the Torah, the law, no one surpassed me. I was without a peer. Furthermore, as a fiery defender of the truth, I persecuted the Messianic believers with religious zeal. Yet, all of the accomplishments that I once took credit for, I've now forsaken them and regarded all as nothing compared to the delight of experiencing Jesus Christ as my Lord. To truly know Him meant letting go of everything from my past and throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap. It's all like a pile of manure to me now, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace Him as Lord in all of His greatness. My passion is to be consumed with Him and not clinging to my own righteousness based on me keeping the written law. My righteousness will be His, based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness that comes from God. My goodness, friends, when the Holy Spirit is able to work this in you and me, the pride of life is no longer in the passing things of this life, but it's in the joy of being loved by our Heavenly Father in the same love with which He loved Jesus Christ, and expressing that love in our love for Him and one another. And when you have this love as the guarding guide of your life, you will no longer boast in your clothing, in your house, in your riches, in your car, in your money, and all these things. You'll be thankful for it, but it's not what makes you stand out. What makes you stand out is that you're loved of God and that you live to love Him and share His love with others. Amen. Have a good day.